the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
I love records. I think that it's the greatest choice the world has ever known. Thank you. Thank you.
Again, fans of the greatest in 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. My name is Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 367. Got it underway with a fantastic band out of Canada called The Haunted from Montreal, Quebec. Their big break came after winning a battle of the bands at the Montreal Forum in 1965. Their prize was studio time. They recorded two songs, 8 o'clock in the morning and 1, 2, 5. Actually, two versions of that were recorded, the regular version and a cleaner version for potential radio airplay. So The Haunted, 1, 2, 5, video of that up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Hope you'll stay with us through this episode. We've got lots of very, very cool music coming up and a lot of music never featured on Retrospect before.
A lot of different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico, I'm not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. So this is Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 367. I said there would be a lot of music not heard here before. That's because this is the second in my somewhat experimental guest selector shows where I choose a Retrospect fan from somewhere in the world to join me on the show. I've done it again, and this week's episode, all the music selected by and I'm joined by John Brain out of Canada. John, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I was born in 1960 in Detroit, Michigan. And I lived and grew up in Michigan until I was about 11 years old. Then my parents decided that they were going to move up to Canada. My my two older brothers were getting to be very close to draft age.
Right.
And so they thought around 1971, that was a good time to maybe, you know, pack everything up and move up to Canada just to have a change of scenery.
London is the nearest city to where you are, right? It seems to me you're on the shores of one of the Great Lakes.
We are, yes. We're kind of right in the middle of a whole the whole Great Lakes system.
Yeah.
And I do, actually. I live in London, Ontario.
Well, it's an enormous pleasure to have you joining us on the show. You're a regular commenter and liker of Retrospect social media content, and I appreciate that enormously. Delighted to have you selecting the music. Your experience of the sort of music we play on Retrospect probably, or surely, entirely different to mine, just by virtue of the fact that I'm way down here in the South Pacific. How did you discover what we now call 60s garage punk?
Well, the way that I discovered the kind of music that we both like happened to me when I was a very young boy growing up in Michigan. I listened to a Detroit radio station called WKNR Keener 13 back when AM radio was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what they did is they, one minute you could be listening to Frank Sinatra, and then the next minute you could be listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Right.
So they had a very good selection of that kind of sound, and I was kind of surrounded by it. Not only that, but Motown music as well. But the way, what really kind of solidified, or I guess I can go into the first record that I ever personally owned, and that was a record that I actually found when I was growing up. And I came across a 45 RPM record.
Wow.
And that record was Pipe Dream by the Blues Magoos.
Right.
I think that's what really kind of solidified my interest in that sound.
That's one of your selections a little bit later in the show. Hey, look, we better get into some music. Your first choice, now you've chosen all of these tracks, and I've kind of ordered them from sort of garagey stuff. We've got a lot more kind of psych stuff coming up later in the episode. But our first track, The Music Machine out of Los Angeles, California. How'd you discover them?
I discovered The Music Machine from probably a compilation album that I would have bought back in the 1980s. And I thought, you know, this music by this group, it has that sound, it has that foreboding.
Sure does.
And I thought, you know, this is something that I want to explore. So I started buying magazines like Goldmine and Record Collector, and I found that there were albums available, you know, of The Music Machine.
Mm.
And I think Turn on the Music Machine was the first album that I ever bought.
Okay, so here it is, John's selection from The Music Machine, This Is Wrong.
Wrong, when you feel so much you're right, it's positively airtight. Just at the moment all your doubt is gone, you may discover that you're wrong, wrong. You're wrong, and you're on the losing end. And the wrongest of wrongs are men. What to do, what to do? Mistakes will come and go. First you're high and then you're low. You may be loving, laughing, life long, but the people keep insisting you're wrong. Every time you turn your head, someone else is right instead. And you're wrong, everything is going wrong. Everything is going wrong. What to do, what to do? So I feel it's wrong. I can wait, but not for long. To get my thinking up to date. Oh, correction, I mean straight. From wrong, in the eyes of just myself. Just like everybody else. That's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. We'll be right back.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Hi, this is John Brain. I'm tonight's guest programmer here on Retrospect, Phil Gray's radio show for psychedelic punk and 60s psychedelia.
Let's retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast episode 367, and I'm joined by our guest selector John Brain out of Canada, a country where Retrospect is rebroadcast on a number of campus and community radio stations. Shout out to those guys. So a set of three: Music Machine with Wrong, then The Dirty Words. John, The Dirty Words from your neck of the woods, or certainly from where you were as a child.
It's out of Chicago, that's true. And what really attracted me to the Dirty Words song "Why" was its screaming nature of, you know, teenage just anger and you know what could be better than that?
It's a great track and a great addition to the episode. The third band we had there, I've got to admit, I had never heard of this band, let alone heard their music. So I'm really, really pleased that you put it forward as a selection for the show. They're called the Sugar Cube Blues Band, a 45 from 1967, pretty rare from what I understand, and I believe they're out of Mississippi.
Tennessee or Mississippi. I couldn't quite figure out where the Sugar Cube Blues Band quite came from. I was going to say the Sugar Cube Blues Band with their song My Last Impression. It's kind of one of those progressive songs, you know, towards, you know, that heavy psychedelic sound, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, the only information I really found about them is that they just didn't get the break they needed. But I guess there's hundreds, if not thousands, of bands in the same situation. And guess what? That's what Retrospect's all about. And very pleased that John has selected that track and a number more throughout this episode that are new to me. So we'll be back very shortly with another batch of great selections from our guest selector, John Brain from Canada. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. You're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast episode 367, and we are getting back into more selections from our guest selector, John. This guy, Davey Allen, American guitarist, best known for his work on a variety of soundtracks, usually backed by a band called The Arrows. So credited as Davey Allen and The Arrows. Did a lot of kind of stereotypical surf music, but then with films like The Wild Angels, which was a biker film, very much a more fuzzed out, distorted sound. Also soundtrack to Devil's Angels, Thunder Alley, The Born Losers. But John, you've chosen something really interesting that I hadn't heard of. Tell us about it.
Well, I chose his song Granny Goose, which one of the main reasons it's kind of unusual for Davey Allen is that it's a vocal song.
Right, true,
and,
yes.
Which is very unusual, I mean, for Davey Allen and the Arrows. But the curious thing about this song is that when you first hear it, and you don't know what it's all about, you kind of go, what the heck is he talking about? This is crazy. But it turns out that his song Granny Goose is based on a Granny Goose potato chip commercial that used to air on American television in the late 1960s.
I never would have guessed that. Hey, look, we're going to play that right now.
Who are you guys?
You may not believe this, but my name is Granny Goose.
Wasn't a bad goose.
Funny, eh?
My Granny Goose potato chips. Unusually good.
Interesting.
Well seasoned.
Provocative.
I make them for grown-ups. Now, the only question is, are you grown up enough for Granny Goose?
So that is the American television ad for Granny Goose potato chips. Never heard of it myself. And so that's the subject of the song by Davey Allen and the Arrows, John. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right, let's check it out. Davey Allen and the Arrows, Granny Goose.
Granny Goose. This chick's out for kicks and in for trouble with the born losers.
Just how is a mom initiated?
By getting it from everybody.
Neato.
We helped you take off your clothes, baby.
Who's got the acid?
Acid?
If you kids are gonna sail, we're not coming out of orbit for 3 days.
Woo! Look at this! 600 Somalis!
These are the born losers. The sickest sickle gang that ever terrorized a town while the law stood helpless.
You know, not only do they assault her, but they're free to go right on keeping her living in terror. If only one of us had the guts to just cut them down.
When you feed your children on rock and roll, you're feeding them on something that destroys their virtue and their willpower.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's in your dreams.
I did it all for her, my flower child.
Lost in your dreams.
Rise so long and the night so black, a thousand shadows never look back. You're flying off toward an isle of dreams, but now you're lost, the lonely it seems. It's a desert you make up on the emerald thorn, as you're waiting to feel whoever sins. I said, better watch yourself, little girl. I said, better hear away from him. I said, the ride so long and the night so black, a thousand shadows will never be back. I said, run, little girl, just as fast as you can. Run like the wind. Run, little girl, just as fast as you can. Run away from him. I lost a heart I had before, but now my spirit can cross the door. What can I do? I made a mistake, but now I know it's too late. I've lost my way. ass of dog. A thousand shadows will never come back. They said, ah.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, another set of three selections from John out of Canada, our guest selector for this episode. We got it underway with Davey Allen and the Arrows, a track called Granny Goose. John, you've had that record for a long time. You actually own the physical product.
I do. I actually bought the record from a record auction through one of the old magazines that used to offer, you know, people would get on and offer records at auction, literally. So you would write in and you'd say, this is how much I bid on your record. And I usually bid low, so I was lucky to get a lot of the stuff. But that was one of the records that I got.
Now, I mentioned that Davey Allen is probably better known, or certainly I know him better for soundtrack contributions, including a film called The Born Loser. So immediately following Granny Goose, we had the cinema trailer for The Born Loser, sort of a exploitation, I don't know. Then the Blues Magoos with that very record that kicked things off for you, Pipe Dream. John found the 45, literally found the 45 lying on the ground, right?
I literally found that 45 lying on the ground when I was a kid. I was about 8 years old. I was out playing in the long grass, and here's a record, this 45 RPM record. I took it home, I showed it to my older brother Peter, and I said, is this record any good? He looks at it and he goes, oh man, this is a great record, good find.
That's a good big brother.
He's still a good big brother, what can I say? It's great. So the sound of Pipe Dream, there was something about that. That was the first record I ever personally owned.
All right, let's carry on with the music. So the third track there, everybody's favourite, surely, The Seeds off their 1967 album Future, written by Sky Saxon, a track called A Thousand Shadows. Very cool track. Very typical Seeds sound too.
Very, very typical. A lot of people have said that it's very pushing too hard derivative, which to me is fine.
Yeah.
But Pushing Too Hard to me was very much a punk song, a real driving, you know, thing, you know, about relationships and things like that. Whereas the move into A Thousand Shadows is more like his move into the psychedelic realm of 1967. Here's a question, Phil, and you've seen a lot of pictures. Do you think it's true that the Seeds were the first band with really long hair?
You know, I think you could be right. I have seen lots of photos of the Seeds. Yeah, they did have very long hair very early on. Well, let's put it out to the listeners. If you know of a band who had hair past their collar or certainly shoulder length hair earlier than the Seeds, so we're talking 65, 66, there might have been the odd weird French freak beat exponent or someone, but a band as a band look. If you know of anyone, then share it up on the Retrospect Facebook page, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. So Davey Allen and the Arrows, Blues Magoos and the Seeds, all very fine choices from John. We'll be back straight after this. We're going to start getting into a bit heavier psychedelic music on this episode of Retrospect.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Here's another selection from our guest selector, John. The band is called The Hallmarks. Now, they are made up of two brothers, Russ and Joe Scalzo, and their cousin Tony Scalzo, and some other guys. Apparently, they auditioned for a guy out of Cleopatra Records called Tommy Falcone. Now, this guy sat in some sort of hall, got all these bands together, turned his back, and made them play one by one. So that was in New Jersey in 1966. Pointed to the bands, each band in turn. Apparently, the Hallmarks were the most ragtag gang in the room. They had a microphone taped to a birdcage stand, but the guy, Falcone, could not see them. They played, and he just thought that was fantastic, and then took them on board, really mentored them. Beetle bowl haircuts, matching outfits, gave way to long hair, moustaches, and bell bottoms as they adopted a more psychedelic sound. So the band is called The Hallmarks. Picture up on our Facebook page. John, you're familiar with this band. I wasn't. I found their material, actually a complete album sitting there on Bandcamp, which you can find. If you search up Cleopatra or Cleopatra's or Cleopatra Records on Bandcamp, all of the Hallmarks recordings are there for purchase.
I'll check that out. Mm. Now, they're out of New Jersey.
Right.
And their song, Soul Shaken Psychedelic Sally, came out in 67. What really blows your mind on this one is the heavy echo and sound effects, the reverb. It's almost taken to another height of extremes. Mm. And which, you know, for that time, it kind of showed the progression into the super heavy experimentation, not just in pharmaceuticals, but in actual techniques in music production. Hmm. So some of it was probably very, very basic stuff, you know, and, you know, turn up the dial with the reverb and just see what happens. But you know what? It works.
I was a little confused by this selection because I did have one Hallmarks track, and it was called Soul Shaken Psychedelic Santa. It took me a couple of minutes
to
work out.
I've heard of that one, too.
It took me a couple of minutes to work out that this is actually Soul Shaken Psychedelic Sally as well, which is your selection. So let's hear it. This is the Hallmarks out of New Jersey, Soul Shaken Psychedelic Sally.
Responsibility only to oneself. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. The new Declaration of Independence for the teenager around the world. Then when it starts to fade, the old world returns to what it was. Come over to a similar apartment in the village. Smoke a joint, burn a little grass. Pot party, roach party, mainliner, skin popping, shoot some crystal.
Happy to walk, my pretty face.
Youth Retrospect, episode 367. John Brain out of London, Ontario, Canada, is our guest selector for this episode. All of the musical selections are his, and that's been a very refreshing thing for me because a bunch of music that I either hadn't checked out or hadn't heard of, or maybe I did have, but just hadn't heard it for a long time. So we had a set of three there. The Hallmarks, top of the set, with Soul Shaken Psychedelic Sally. The Magic Mushrooms from August 1967. You chose a B-side of a 45 from 1967 called Never Let Go. Now, the band, the Magic Mushrooms, very typical psychedelic era.
They take you for a ride, you know. I think the most successful psychedelic music, it kind of allows the uninitiated to have a peek over the edge.
Yeah.
You know, it gives them a taste into something beyond their normal senses. Mm. And that's a good example of a record that does that. The Magic Mushrooms, Never Let Go.
That's a beautiful description of this sort of music. Thank you, John.
If you dig what you hear,
yeah,
check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Among John's selections, a number of bands that I certainly was not familiar with, and here is another example. The Hooterville Trolley. I've never heard anybody mention the Hooterville Trolley before. From what I understand now, they were considered to be a studio group, but they were actually a gigging band. They played with, among other bands, Buffalo Springfield and The Seeds. They were five seniors out of Highland High School and one from Sandia High School.
Well, from what I understand, they're from New Mexico, or that's
Albuquerque.
The information says they're from New Mexico, which kind of shows that the sound traveled around. I mean, you know, without the internet, things traveled around. The sensibilities were able to get around.
Mm.
You know, the psychedelic bands, you know, they attempted to expand their listeners' consciousness through their music. And, you know, I can't think of a better record that does that than, you know, the one by the Hooterville Trolley, you know, No Silver Bird.
Let's check it out then. This is the Hooterville Trolley with No Silver Bird. We'll be right back.
Lysergic acid diethylamine, LSD, the crazy acid. To use it is to take a trip in the world of mystique, religion, and self-knowledge. For others, it is a trip to the emergency ward of the nearest psychiatric hospital.
Out of New Mexico, the Hooterville Trolley, top of the set with No Silver Bird.
When I heard it, I said, this is beautiful. This is like, you know, the epitome of this genre.
Just for a change of direction, a band out of London, but this time London, England. They're called Open Mind, formed 1963 by some musicians out of Putney, southwest London, originally called the Apaches. Then they became The Drag Set, who had a single in 1967, and then they became known as Open Mind. So great example of British psychedelia. John, so far the selections have pretty much all been American or Canadian. Where's your preference, Sid? We play a lot of international music on the show, certainly. What's your preference?
My preferences are continually expanding, and one of the great things about the Retrospect show is that I'm being introduced to a lot of new sounds and new music and new variations that I had not heard before. We start off from our own beginnings and we kind of explore those, and I'm still on my treasure hunt to find, you know, records that I haven't heard, but sort of the North American kind of stuff. Mm. But it's a continual search for me. I'm not stuck on the North American music. I want to expand my interest, and Retrospect helps me do that. I have to give a big shout out to you for helping me do that.
Well, I appreciate that, and by no means do I consider myself any sort of expert in this genre or any of the kind of wider genres that we play on the show. It is absolutely a journey of discovery for me too. It's really only been maybe 20 years at the most that I've been familiar with this music. And for me, any music that I get into, I just love digging deeper, finding out what the influence on a track was. You know, where did they get that from? So that's what keeps me engaged with the show. The audience feedback, great as well. So, John, okay, so the Open Mind Magic Potion out of the UK. So a little bit of international flavor. We've got more international flavor straight after this.
It's the greatest negative force the world has ever known. Thank you.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here's another selection from this week's guest selector, John. I'm really, really pleased to see this one in your list of suggested songs. I have played it on the show before, but not for a long time, and it's very cool. There's a picture of this guy up on our Retrospect Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. His name is Ad Visser. He had his own radio program in Holland during the 60s and 70s called the Super Clean Dream Machine. Also hosted some television, but under his assumed name of Ad Jeef the Poet. Really cool bit of kind of Dutch freak beat called, I think it's Eek or maybe Yek, I'm not sure. Eek, I'm a Freak. Cool selection, John.
It is a cool selection, and the first time I was exposed to this one was through one of the early Pebble CD releases.
Right.
Yeek, I'm a Freak was perfect for kind of this set that we're kind of showing here. Kind of moving around, going to Holland, getting across the big pond and checking out something different. But, it's the kind of song that once you hear it, you'll never forget it.
Yeah, great selection. So this is Ad Jeef the Poet with Yeek, I'm a Freak.
Watch this lover, it was dancing on your nerve vibrations. They want you to buy this record and meet freak out emanations. Even a wench may taste this drench. Feed a fluorizing mushrooms growing in your brain. Don't try to stretch them out, cause they always come back again. Watching you growl, try it in a dugout. There is no way back for you, you're changing now. You're changing now, you're a half grown free. Tell me why do you collect frogs like stamps in a scrap room? Behind you I see a green dog. Did you paint them on your own? What's going on? Right towards your sun. There is no way back for you. You're changing now. You're changing now. Magic parties where your friends listen to the moon glow. Some of them are dancing, one is shouting. loud and quick, 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 slow, eating your peak, peak. You find yourself a freak, freak.
Bit of Dutch freak beat there from Adjeef the Poet with Yeek, I'm a Freak, bringing us to the end of this very special episode of Retrospect, episode 367, in which Canadian Retrospect fan John Brain has been our guest selector. So this is his final selection. Instrumental tracks, a perfect way to wrap the show. The band is called The Galaxies 4, the song Piccadilly Circus, and Piccadilly Circus is a reinterpretation, kind of an Across the Oceans type thing. It's actually a version of 2120 South Michigan Boulevard, which was a Rolling Stones instrumental. 2120 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago was the home, John, of...
Oh, Chess Records, of course.
I believe actually recorded there in Chess Records, that instrumental track. So really interesting that this American band covered a British band's song in tribute of an American venue, but renamed it Piccadilly Circus, which is about as Anglophile as you can get.
Now, what really attracted me to this song was that the Galaxies 4 did a hell of a lot better job at it.
I think you're right.
They made it into you know, something, you know, a little wild, a lot, you know, more fun, more, you know, it rolls, it takes you. Yeah. And, you know, I thought that was great.
So, John, the Galaxies 4 is your final selection for the show, but at this point I'd like to say an enormous thank you to you for accepting my challenge to select tracks for this episode, for joining me on the line from Canada.
Well, Phil, I really appreciate your giving me the opportunity to share some of my favorites, and I want to thank you again for Retrospect and introducing me to a whole new world of punk, garage, and psychedelia, stuff that I've never heard before. I really appreciate it, and thank you.
The pleasure is all mine. We're wrapping the episode now with the Galaxies 4, Piccadilly Circus.
Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
is very, very special.